Welcome back, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. This show is Faith in Action, and I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And I've got to give a big shout-out and God bless to my guest for the first half hour of this show, Pat Castle, who had a moment with St. Padre Pio and initiated Life Runners, which, if you're interested, you can Google. It is liferunners.org. It is the largest pro-life organization imaginable, and it has done so much for the pro-life cause. And Pat, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. That was via the phone, because he's over there in Nebraska. And what we were talking about is a couple of things that are really interesting with the pro-life movement here. And the first is Life Runners always does this A cross, that would be A dash cross, America Relay. And if you look on our website, we will have a picture, a graphic specifically, of the A cross America Relay. It starts up in North Dakota, goes down to, I believe, San Antonio, Texas, and then again starts at the Golden Gate Bridge in California, and then goes clear across the United States to the Atlantic Ocean. It's amazing. Always hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people participate. So why is that interesting to us here in Sioux City? Or if you're in Southeast South Dakota or Northeast Nebraska, it's because that on Saturday, July 23, through Sunday, July 24, the relay will pass through Elk Point, Jefferson, and North Sioux City, South Dakota, and Sioux City, Iowa, and then it will go across the Veterans Memorial Bridge into South Sioux City, Nebraska. There'll also be an opportunity for some prayer at our Planned Parenthood facility in Sioux City. So there's just lots and lots of stuff going on. And like Pat and I talked about in the previous segments, we go way back. The Catholic Globe newspaper at that time was the first media to do an article on Life Runners, and that was back in 2010. And as he said, there was just a little bit more than a handful of Life Runners at that time. And after that story appeared, it just exploded. And then we had Pat in our studio. We think it's 2016, maybe 2015, but probably 2016. This is what happens when you age. You can't remember dates or anything anymore, not let alone years. And at that time, Pat came in, and we had three students from Sacred Heart. They were so excited to be on the air, Carter Keel, Lauren Voltz, and Joey Fitzsimmons. And they were so delightful. And I just remember that. Ann Reed, my executive producer, she remembers it too, and we chuckled about it. You know, the enthusiasm and energy is just infectious. So, listeners, again, you can always go to liferunners.org and find out a lot more information. But in the studio with me now is our local person, Paula Parmalee. And Paul and I have known each other, I don't even know how long anymore. It's kind of a blur, but we go way back as well. So Paula is kind of the contact here for Life Runners. And so welcome, Paula. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Joanne. It's wonderful to be here, as always. It's good to see you and Anne.
Absolutely. So, Paula, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up. Pat talked about where he grew up and his life journey. And, you know, why don't you share with the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I'd love to. Thank you, Joanne. Well, actually, I grew up right here in Sioux City, Iowa. Graduated from Bishop Heelan Catholic High School in 1973. Yes, I was a senior at Bishop Heelan Catholic High School when Roe v. Wade was passed on January 22nd of that year. It was heartbreaking. I was crushed. I couldn't believe that this was happening in our country. So needless to say, I did grow up in a very Catholic, pro-life family, one of nine children. I went on and went to Briarcliff University and got my degree there. I'd been in the area my entire life. I now live in Elk Point, South Dakota, just across the border. Please forgive me, but Siouxland is Siouxland, right?
It is. Even up in South Dakota, we consider that part of our happy family.
Yes. Thank you. So basically, that's it. And I've just hung around in the area this whole time. I have 6 children of my own. They're all spread out, and 2 were in Portland, out in Oregon. I have 2 daughters in Austin, Texas, and I have a daughter at Spirit Lake, Iowa, and then another son who was in San Francisco, just kind of all over the place.
Well, that makes for great road trips then to visit, or they can come back here to the homeland and see mom.
Absolutely. There's no place like home.
Absolutely. So, Paula, tell the listeners how it was you became involved with Life Runners.
I became involved in Life Runners because I was doing a little bit of running and, you know, just a recreational runner. I'm not like Pat, you know, one of those marathoners, but I do enjoy my 5Ks, 10Ks, and I've done a few half marathons as well. But I started to think, why am I doing this? What purpose is there? I would like to run for a greater purpose. What greater purpose than to serve the Lord and to be a witness to the unborn who have no voice, the voiceless. So I really did start my involvement with Life Runners in approximately 2014. My very first experience was an awesome road trip to the Black Hills, which we never did actually run because it turned into an epic blizzard.
Of course, the Black Hills.
Pat will remember this well. 2 busloads, 1 from St. Louis came up, picked me up in Elk Point, and we headed on our way. We got to about Chamberlain, and weather really turned wicked. This was October 4th. So
It
was an early blizzard.
Yeah, very much so. So, Paula, how did you find out about Life Runners?
I did find out about Life Runners from that article you mentioned just a minute ago that Rosemary wrote.
Rosemary did write that. She was employed at the paper at that time. Yeah, she has moved on to other opportunities, but yeah, she was a writer for the paper at that time.
And my acquaintance with Rosemary was through Briarcliff University, She was also a student there. And yes, I knew Rosemary, and I read the article. Then from there, I heard it mentioned on EWTN television show, and I thought, aha, this is it. You know, signs all over the place. I need to do this.
So the blizzard then did not deter you from continuing your association with the group. So what did you folks do then in the midst of this blizzard? Play Monopoly?
Good question.
Yeah.
We were at the Ellsworth Air Force Base on lockdown, and there was no leaving that base because the whole town was under martial law, you understand. It was 13 inches. We were locked in. We had a spiritual retreat. We had Bishop Joe Coffey was on our retreat, and it just was a huge gathering. We all met. We, you know, that's what it was. It turned into a Life Runner retreat. Spiritual retreat.
It's quite a leap of faith to jump into something like that. Did you have another friend who went along with you, or you just unilaterally said, I'm just going to do this?
Just did it. At that time, Regina Rutino was still with us, and she and her husband, Richard, she wanted to do it. She wanted to go on this trip, and she and Richard went to the cathedral for noon mass, and I tried every way I could to say, no, Regina, come with us on the bus trip. And she said, Richard and I are going to drive. We're going to drive. So that's who was my friend that was going to come. But because of the blizzard, and once we got there and I saw the conditions that were happening at the time by phone, I said, Regina, really don't come. Don't come. And
yeah, the place is under martial law. Don't come.
Don't come, Regina. It's not a good thing. And I still remember Regina, you know, up until the end, just saying, Paula, I really wish I would have gone on that bus trip.
Oh, well, that's okay. So, yeah. So when you looked around at the other participants, what surprised you about the mix of people? Different ages, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic areas. You know, what kind of surprised you about this mix of people that were coming together for this?
It included pretty much everybody from all stages of life. Families are big important part of Life Runners, family involvement. So there was moms and dads and children. There were young adults that were on our trip, and they were from various parts of the country. So it wasn't just like a Midwestern thing. It was from the East Coast, and Jeff Grabowski was on that famous trip. Jeff actually has mapped out our Life Runners relay for us. So he actually designed the route. And he wrote that book, you know, Running, Not Running with God. That was Bishop Paparocki.
That's right.
He's our National Life Runner chaplain.
Yes.
But Jeff wrote another book. And I think I have the name. Oh, yes. Running with God Across America.
Okay, a little bit longer title.
Running with God Across America was written by Jeff Grabowski, and that was kind of the impetus for the Across America Relay, which started in 2011. Jeff ran his Across America in 2011. The relay started in 2013.
Okay. Well, listeners, as you know, we need to take a short break because we have an opportunity to give a shout out to our underwriters and our supporters. But this information is just so fascinating, and I'm hoping that you are jotting things down. And in the last segment, we will give you more places to go so you can learn more about Life Runners and this relay across America. So please stay tuned, because Faith in Action will be right back.